Jesus remains the Lord. Let our soul bless the name of the Lord this morning. My soul will
magnify the Lord.
Magnify him with me this morning.
My spirit praises his name. For death could not hold him captive.
Could not hold him in captive.
Even in the grave.
Jesus remains the Lord.
Jesus is Lord. For death could not hold him captive.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Even in the grave.
Oh, yes.
Jesus is Lord.
Sing that song one more time.
My soul doth magnify.
Let your soul magnify the King of Kings this morning. As I have come before you. Have mercy on my household. Let your mercy be multiplied upon me, upon my generation, upon my home. Let your mercies and blessings be multiplied upon me, Lord, upon the work of my hand, upon anything that I lay my hand upon. Father, let your mercy be multiplied upon me when I kneel down to pray in the name of Jesus. Daddy, do not abandon me this morning. I have come before you and I know you can do it. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We want to pray. We want to raise up our voices and say, Lord, you will avert, cancel all manner of airplane crashes in this year and beyond in the name of Jesus. Every form of airplane crash, Father, concerning members of this church, you will avert it. For everyone that has ever stepped his feet into this church, Father, none of us will die in air crash. We will never be involved in airplane crash. Any form of accident in the air, we come against it as a church this morning. And we say, oh Lord, that your mercy, as we travel in air, on the air, in the sea, even on the land, your mercy and your protection will be multiplied upon us. In the name of Jesus. Brethren, open your mouth. Pray. Ask for the protection of God that should be upon every one of us as we travel by air, as we travel by sea, as we travel by land. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, the testimonies of your children that will protect it as they travel on the sea, in the air, on the land, our brothers that travel 14 hours and more on the road. Father, we want to thank you for this protection. And we pray, oh Lord, that we continue to give them strength. There will be no accident in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, that God grant us journey mercies for all travelers, both locally and globally. Whether you are traveling locally, whether you are traveling internationally, that the Lord Almighty will grant us journey masses. We pray upon this holy altar, Father. We cry unto you this morning. Grant us journey masses as we move from point A to B. Father, terrible accidents, accidents of any sort, is averted in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus. We cover our cars, everything belonging to us with the blood of Jesus. This morning, Lord, we pray as we travel locally, as we travel internationally, You will grant us journey masses. Evil news will not emanate from us. We will not enter our aeroplane with terrorists in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray against any manner of losses, whether within our blood or church families. We shall not suffer loss in this church, in this family. We will not suffer loss in the mighty name of Jesus. We will not suffer loss. Thank you, Father. Lord Almighty, we bless you. Omnipotent God, you are a wonderful God. Another Sunday has come for us to gather at your feet and to hear your word. Lord, speak to us this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, you have heard the testimonies of your children, those that accidents should have taken away, but you avert it. Our family members, as they travel hours on the road, they saw cars that tumbled. They saw cars that somersaulted. But you don't allow this to be their portion. You granted them journey masses. This we are not taking for granted, Lord. We want to thank you specially. Father, accept our thanks in the mighty name of Jesus. We want to thank you for the spirit of excellence upon our children. Father, thank you for this in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we want to thank you for your divine protection upon your church. We want to thank you, O Lord, for divine protection upon the family, that there has been no evil news concerning any of us. Father, accept our thanks in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, this morning we have come with our heart of thanksgiving. Open our ears to hear from you. Open our eyes to see you. Even in the grave, you remain the Lord. You are the only living God, Father. Therefore, as we cry unto you this morning, let our prayers be heard by you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, this morning, you will hear us. Because of the blood that was shed on Mount Calvary, your word will prosper us in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. God bless you. You can have your seat. I've titled this short message, Godly Rewards. And we read our Bible from Malachi chapter 3, 14 to 15. Malachi is the last book in the Old Testament. We read from verse 13 to 14. I have New International Version that I'm reading from. Verses 13 and 14. You have said harsh things against me, says the Lord. Yet you ask, what have we said against you? 14. You have said, it is futile to serve God. What do we gain by carrying out his requirements and going about like mourners before the Lord Almighty? My question for you this morning is this. Have you ever felt like serving God has little or no reward? Maybe coming to worship him has no reward at all. Praying to him has no reward at all. And you have also felt that the ungodly seemed actually to be more blessed than I. You look at the situation, you think, how come that my neighbor is not a believer? Well, he seems to be doing better than me. This is what the people of God felt when they asked, when God was speaking to them here. You know. And I have felt like this before too, several times. In fact, this is a viewpoint of a cross section of people at a college where I once worked and where I also studied. We will return to this later. The people of God in this passage that we have read they are the children of Israel. Just like us, the Christians today. Okay? They look around them. They discovered that they were poorer than their neighbors, who are idol worshippers. Maybe you have also looked around yourself and you have discovered there's nothing to show for your efforts for serving the Lord. It's possible. You have looked around critically. You discover that in the real sense of it, there is little or nothing to show, at least materially, for your service to the Lord. Today, I am praying God is going to hear you in the mighty name of Jesus. God is going to listen to you in the mighty name of Jesus. God is going to take away that discouragement in the mighty name of Jesus. Why is this so? This is because, like the people of God of the old, the children of Israel, God heard their cry and has responded through Prophet Malachi to explain God's view on this matter. Let's open our Bible back to that passage that we read. Malachi chapter 3. And then we'll read 16 and 18. If you read from 13, God told them, "You have said harsh things against me, says the Lord." And 14 says, "You have said, it is full time to serve God. What did we gain by carrying out his requirements, going about like mourners before the Lord Almighty?" Look at 15. "But now, we call the arrogant blessed. Certainly the evildoers prosper, and even those who challenge God escape." Can you imagine that? But look at 16 to 18 now. "Then those who fear the Lord talk with each other." It was a conversation. "And the Lord listened and heard." God will listen to you this morning. "A scroll of remembrance was written in his presence concerning those who fear the Lord and honor his name." That scroll of remembrance is open concerning you this morning in the name of Jesus. Maybe you have been discouraged. Maybe certain things have happened in your life that have made you to question God. Yeah, it's possible. It's normal. It's in the nature of man. But that spirit of revival will come upon you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Say a better amen. Amen. This is because, like the people of the old, the children of Israel, God heard their cry. He responded through Prophet Malachi to explain God's view on the matter. You know, and that's why we read that passage. The passage said, "Then those who fear the Lord talk with each other like we are doing now. And the Lord listened and heard and remembered them." Remember Isaiah 65 verse 24. "It shall come to pass that before you call, I will answer. And while you are yet speaking, I will hear." Amen. Before you call God this morning, he will answer you. While you are still speaking, he will hear you in the mighty name of Jesus. So the Lord heard and listened to them and then responded back to them. The Lord will respond back to you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. All your prayer requests shall be answered in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord, mighty and strong in battle, will respond positively to all your battles today in the mighty name of Jesus. He will fight your battles for you in the name of Jesus. The Lord respects his words more than his name. You know that. Therefore, he will respond to all your requests today in the name of Jesus. I don't know whether you are trusting God for the fruit of the womb. And it seems he, that is God, is not responding to your request. Today, there is a change. Say amen. Amen. Today, your reward has come. Amen. Because you came to worship God in this sanctuary today, the Lord answers your prayers. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Is your own situation normalizing your papers, your immigration paper? Remember his word in Joshua chapter 1, verse 3. He said, "Wherever the sole of your feet shall tread upon, you shall possess." You will possess your possession. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. So shall your situation change in the mighty name of Jesus. Because your godly reward has come and it is now. Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. You see, if you continue with that passage that we are reading, Malachi chapter 3, let's read from verse 18. The Bible says, "A scroll of remembrance was written in his presence concerning those who fear the Lord and honor his name." And what was the scroll of Revelation said? They will be mine, says the Lord Almighty. In the day when I take up my treasured possession, I will spare them just as in compassion, a man spares, in comparison, a man spares a son who serves him. And you will again see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve God and those who do not. Oh, what a beautiful and a loaded passage. Let's take it one by one. Who wants God to open the book of remembrance concerning him or her this morning? I want it. And this will be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. Who are those who want God to treasure and spare them like a son? I. God will treasure you. He will spare you like a son in the mighty name of Jesus. Who are those who want to see a distinction between the righteous and the wicked? I. So that I will be encouraged. Who are those who want to see distinction between those who serve God and those who do not? I want to see so that I can be encouraged. God says, you are mine. That is, they are the children of God. They are the righteous one of God. They are those God can commonly rely upon, and they are called his own. God will call you his own in the mighty name of Jesus. The question now is, are you his own? I want us to search our mind before we answer this question this morning. Am I his own? Through my work, through my attitude, through my prayer life, through the way I believe. One thing we should notice in the passage is that after the people complain, they begin to talk to each other, and the Lord listened and heard them in order to confirm his word. God will listen to you. God will confirm his word in your life. Isaiah 65:24, you know, we have referred it earlier. It said, before you call, he will do what? He will answer you. While you are still speaking, he will listen to you. Now, what is the process to follow to get our God to take note of those who are serving him and honoring him, you know, with our prayers? That is the question. Because after the people complained, they began to talk to each other. And the Lord listened and heard them in order to confirm his word, to confirm his words in their life. God takes note of those who are serving him and honoring him, either with their prayers, with their praise, with their worship, with their offerings, with their tithe, and everything that you do in the house of God. A day is coming in which God will honor his treasures, his workers, his ministers, and other members of the congregation who faithfully serve him and pray to him. I pray on that day we will not be shortchanged in the mighty name of Jesus. Then we will see that there is a distinction between the righteous and the wicked. We will see that there is a distinction between those who are born again and those who are not. We will see that there is a distinction between those who call themselves children of God and those who are wicked. Malachi 4:2 continues. Malachi 4:2. And then what will happen to those people? He says, surely the day is coming. It will burn like a furnace. All the arrogant and every evil doer will be what? Will be stubble. And that day that is coming will set them on fire, says the Lord Almighty. So all those wicked people you see that they are prospering, you think that they are prospering. All those people you think that they are better than you, and the works of their hands are wicked. God's day is coming, a day of judgment. We will not be part of that day in the mighty name of Jesus. You know. Then we call, if we look at verse 2, what is going to happen to those of us who serve God? But for you who reverence God, my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings, and you will go out and live like calves released from the stall. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings for you and your family. The Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wing for you and members of this congregation in the mighty name of Jesus. And we will go out and live like calves released from the stubble. What a beautiful picture of what we will feel on that day. God's reward faithful obedience. God rewards what? Faithful obedience. But it requires patience. It requires patience for God to reward you. It requires perseverance. Amen. It requires you to be go through some of suffering. It requires, I don't know. I have this uncle. An uncle of mine. He was well lettered. May his soul rest in peace, he's dead now. But well lettered. Having a very good job. The resources of the family was spent on him to send him to school. You know, in those days, where you have to choose. Then there was another younger brother of his who never went to school. What happened? This younger of his who never went to school just learned carpentry, apprentice through carpentry. At a stage, we could not count the number of his houses in that neighborhood. He was just building houses all over the place, like what? Like birds. You know how birds just nest, and here they already have it, you know, just like that. There was a time, they called that street, the Yarude Street. We counted that, the number of his houses on that street, there are about 17 on that street alone. Both downstairs, face me, I face you, upstairs, blocks of flats. But this is brother. What happens to be the bigger uncle? Both of them are my uncles now. The big uncle never built a single house until he got retired, gathered his gratuity together, gathered his pensions together, revert back to that land. I don't know how many years he has bought it, and then now erected a 4 flats of 3 bedroom each, but with a sign in front of that house. And what was the sign? It was written in Yoruba. Some of us who understand Yoruba, I try to, interpret it in English. Said, "Atoro onrere lowo Olorun ki konju." Now, what does that mean? Whosoever is seeking something God, something good from the Lord, must not be impatient with God. You just have. Because to many people passing by, that thing has no meaning. But to those of us who are family members, you know, why? Because some family members have insinuated that, the whole family resources were wasted on you so that you can go to school. And yet, you've been a renter all the days of your life. Your brother who never went to school is building houses all over the places, having properties everywhere. But this man persevered, and his end was better than his beginning. Your end will be better than your beginning in the mighty name of Jesus. God rewards faithful obedience, but it requires patience, it requires sufferings, and it requires perseverance. So what I'm saying to you this morning is that be of good cheer. God will reward you if you do not faint. And I pray you will never faint in the mighty name of Jesus. If you read the story of Joseph in Genesis chapter 41, verse 52, Joseph named his second son Ephraim. And what does Ephraim mean? He said, because after suffering and persevering for more than 13 years, he was promoted to the palace and God made him fruitful. God will make you fruitful in the name of Jesus. So it was like a double honor for him. This is the guy who has suffered. Find himself in a prison for an offense he did not commit. But God brought him. First of all, God promoted him to the palace. That's number one. Then number two, he did what? He make him fruitful. God will make you fruitful. He will promote you to the palace in the mighty name of Jesus. So he was fruitful in two instances. He was fruitful during his time of adversity and was fruitful in prosperity. That will be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. So God is going to make somebody fruitful in this land in the name of Jesus. Say amen if you are the one. If you are the one, shout a bigger hallelujah. When God brings us into a time of suffering, it can be a fruitful time. However, it is rare to see the fruit during the suffering period. That's it. You might not see it, but it is. For the Bible says, everything works together for good for those who love God and who are called according to his purpose. So there is a good thing in everything that you are going through. So this is a period, God, your suffering period is a period God is using to produce a good work in your character, which cannot be seen until the process is finished. Take raw gold for processing. Can you really value the gold when it is raw? No, it is when it is processed and it has gone through fire. Then it comes out shining and you say, oh, that's 18 karat gold. Oh, that's 24 karat gold. But it has gone through what? Fire. So when you are going through fire, don't worry. Remember King Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles 20, 17 to 23. We all know the story. He went through fire, period of uncertainty. Those three kings rose against him. Everywhere was upside down. He didn't know what to do. In fact, he thought that would be the end of Judah. But he persevered. He suffered. He cried unto God. He fasted. And God said, okay, just be praising me. And then what happened? They went back to collect exploits. You will get your own exploits in the mighty name of Jesus. Say a better amen. Amen. Now, what is the process to follow to get our reward? Number one, I want you to know. That's number one. Now is the time to press into God. Don't wait. God brought this word because your time of getting reward has come. Now is the time to press into God. So number one, you must press into God. When? Now. Amen. Now is the time to ignore people around you and whatever they say concerning worship, concerning giving, concerning praise, and so on and so forth. I read an online news that says giving has gone down drastically in the church in Nigeria because of the effect of Daddy Freeze and things like that, you know. And people will withhold their hand because they don't know what they are doing. If you know your word, nobody will come and preach an evil doctrine into you and manipulate the Bible, and then you are following him. That is why I said now is the time to ignore what is going on around you. Now is the time to raise your prayer altar far higher than your bed. If you have not been praying before, now is the time to raise your prayer altar far above your bed. I have read several messages sent to me, advices about why a man of God should not be sleeping between 12 and 1. Is that not the time we enjoy our sleep? As children of God, between 12 midnight and 1 a.m., a lot goes on. Let's try as much as possible to stay awake and pray for that 1 hour. It shall be well with you in the mighty name of Jesus. Now is the time to become a one-man army of prayer warrior if others are not ready to join you. I know it's very difficult. When we come for Monday, it's very easy. 1 hour will just pass as if we are just there for 5 minutes. But when I'm at home and I'm alone for 1 hour, oh, it's tough. This week, I told my wife, we cannot sleep. If you have been sleeping between 12 and 1, I have to wake you up and make sure we do it. It's because it was tough for me as an individual. Normally, once I see her sleeping, I don't care. I just go down to the prayer room. But 15 minutes, 30 minutes, I'm already tired. But when you are two, it's easier. The Bible says, One shall chase how many? How many will two chase? 10,000. Three. Do the mathematics. 100,000. And by the time you have four, that's 1,000,000. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now is the time to stop committing sin of sleeping the sleep of death. I pray you will not sleep the sleep of death in the mighty name of Jesus. Psalm 13 verse 3. Psalm 13 verse 3. Consider and hear me, O Lord, my God. Lighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of. God will consider you. God will hear you. God will lighten your eyes. You will not sleep the sleep of death in the mighty name of Jesus. Now is the time to study the word of God more than ever before. 1 Peter 2:2 said, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may, you may do what? You may grow thereby. Listen to only things that can build your faith. There are so many things they send to you on WhatsApp. I delete it immediately. Once I know that this one is, you know, it's negative. No, this one cannot be mine. No, I delete it. I don't want it to go into my spirit and I start thinking about it. I want to hear positive things. No, I told the workers this morning, I was at the vigil on Friday, and the man of God said, and I explained, he explained Ephesians 3:20 in a new way that I did not even imagine before. Say, everything you imagine, God can do exceedingly abundantly above. Whatever we say, whatever we hear, whatever we thought in our heart. So if you're thinking in your heart that you are inferior, and that is the thought you have. If you are thinking that, oh, the mountain is too tall, I can't overcome it. Whatever you thought, God can do exceedingly abundantly above what you are thinking. So, no negativity in your thoughts. Let your thought be, I can. You know, I remember when Obama was coming on, I didn't support him. Because I was thinking that America is not right for an African-American president. So I was supporting Hillary Clinton. You know? But look at what happened. That legacy has been laid. And his cash word was, yes, we can. There's nothing we cannot do as children of God. Praise the Lord. Now is the time to cast all our cares upon him. Why? Because he cares for us. 1 Peter 5:7. In conclusion, Ephesians 6:12. We wrestle not against flesh and what? And blood. For we wrestle not against flesh and, but against what? Principalities, that's the first rank. Second rank, powers. Third rank, rulers of the darkness of this world. And four, spiritual wickedness in high places. Those are the things we wrestle against, you know. So why do you want to fight this battle with physical materials? Why do you want to fight it with a gun? Money. They have no consequences on these things. To get our godly reward, remember those 7 points we mentioned earlier. We said now is the time to press into God. Now is the time to ignore what is going around me. Okay? Now is the time to raise up my prayer altar far higher than my bed. Now is the time to become a one-man army of prayer warrior, even if others are not ready to join. Now is the time to start committing sin, the sin of sleeping, the sleep of death. I listened to Dr. Olukoya. This was a very powerful word that he gave in one of the Power Must Change Hands, sleeping the sleep of death. And he analyzed how many of us sleep the sleep of death. He said, if you are not married, every sleep you sleep with a woman is the sleep of death. If you are married, every sleep you sleep with another woman that is not your wife is the sleep of death. If you have a bad dream and you don't jump up and pray against it, that is a sleep of death. The man analyzed it. May you not sleep the sleep of death in the mighty name of Jesus. So God, that's why we pray that, Father, consider me. Open my eyes. So that I will not sleep the sleep of death. You will not sleep the sleep of death in the mighty name of Jesus. Now is the time to study the word of God more than ever. Now is the time to listen to those cassettes, words of wisdom that will encourage us, that will raise our faith. Now is the time to cast all our burdens upon him. Is it a business? Don't look at the money. We have a brother here. He's not in the church today. He said when he wanted to start his nursery school, then in Nigeria, he had 21,000 naira. And a brother of his told him, 21, that is just food money. What are you going to do with what? You are not serious. You better go and sit down. But the brother said he refused to be discouraged. With that naira, when they were coming to America as a green card, lottery visa winners, they didn't need sponsorship from anybody. Can you imagine that? I remember when I was coming, I have to look for a friend who can sponsor me. You know? And if you bring the 1040, if the money there is too small, they will say, no, go and look for somebody else. This one cannot sponsor you. You have to look for somebody whose salary is fat. And then give us a 1040. And you know, Americans and privacy. That anybody is able to release a 1040 to you, our president refused to release to his son till today. Yeah. But this guy released it. When this family was coming, they didn't need that at all. That so-called 21,000 naira has grew to multi-million naira nursery school. And they become self-sponsored. They see their businesses. They see what they were making. They see their turnover. They say, you don't need anybody from America to sponsor you. You can sponsor yourself. 21,000 naira. Which on that cannot cook a pot of soup in Nigeria. And a brother made jest of him and told him, that is, you are not serious. Go and sit down. What do you want to do? You want to start a school and you have 21. You are not ready yet. Go and look for somebody who will give you a loan of 500,000 naira. But the brother refused to be discouraged. Amen? So, don't allow anybody to put you down. Cast your burden upon him. And he cares for you. God will care for you in the mighty name of Jesus. To get your godly reward, remember all these points. And God will give you a godly reward, every word that you are entitled to, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's rise up this morning. It's a spiritual war. To get your godly reward is a spiritual warfare. It's not something you get because you are well read. It's not something you get because I have seen people, even with the so-called medical degree in Nigeria, begging for jobs. I have a friend, a lady, completed law school almost 10 years before she could got a 10,000 naira job. You think that one is physical? No. I told her, this is a spiritual war that you must fight. Brethren, just open your mouth this morning and tell God, Father, give me my godly reward. I need my reward now in the name that's above every other name. My godly reward is now. I begin to receive in the mighty name. Grandchildren are godly reward. It is now. Fruit of the womb is godly reward. It is now. Life partner is a godly reward. The Bible says, whosoever find a wife obtains favor from the Lord, finds a good thing. When you find a wife, you have found a good thing. And it's not only a good thing that you have found, you have obtained favor from the Lord. It is now time for you to obtain your favor. Are you looking for the fruit of the womb? Are you searching for life partner? Brethren, it is time now. Open your mouth. Father, I receive my reward today. I receive my reward today. I have been coming. I have not come in vain today. I receive my reward. Open heavens in the name of Jesus. Open heavens in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. We are going to set out God. Father, let me not sleep the sleep of death. We miss our reward when we sleep the sleep of death. Case of Abraham, Genesis 15, 1 to 14. When you get home, you read it. Abraham was complaining in the presence of God. He was praying. He was complaining. Suddenly, he fell asleep in the presence of God. When he fell asleep, God revealed something to him, that his generation will go into slavery for 430 years. Just because, for 400 years rather. Although they eventually spent 430. Why? Because somebody was not praying. Pray this morning. In receiving your godly reward, you will not sleep the sleep of death. In the name of Jesus. Lord, mighty in battle, don't let me sleep the sleep of death. Help me, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We are going to pray. Father, let all my helpers deliver help they have in store for me. Remember, the Bible recorded how that king could not sleep because of Mordecai's case. Until he delivered Mordecai's reward to him. God made that king not to have sleep, gave him sleepless nights. And he said, bring me the book of records. And he began to open it. And then he opened it until he get to Mordecai. The book of records is open concerning you today. Everyone that has your help in his hand will not sleep until they get to you. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will give you unmerited favor to study his word, unmerited favor to mediate on the word. In the name of Jesus. But the Bible said in John 6:63, the word I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. The word of God is spirit and it is life. The Lord will restore unto you the joy of your salvation. The Lord will uphold you with his free spirit in the name of Jesus. For your godly reward is now. The Lord will fulfill all your dreams in the mighty name of Jesus. Isaiah 14:24. Technica, can you please help us put it up? Isaiah 14:24. We want to use it to pray. The Lord of hosts sworn, saying, surely, as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. Amen? And as I have proposed, so shall it stand. You are going to pray. That good dream will come to pass. That promise that God has given unto you will be manifested in your life. What are those promises that God has spoken unto your life? Begin to actualize them this morning. Ask God to bring your dream to pass. You will not go to the grave with your dreams unfulfilled in the mighty name of Jesus. In your lifetime, the dreams of your children will be fulfilled in your lifetime. With your hands, you will carry your grandchildren. With your eyes, you will behold your grandchildren. Yes. Pray. Because he's the Jehovah. He is the peacemaker. He is the peace offering. He is the scepter. The bright and shining star. The rock of our salvation. He is the captain of our host. The light of the morning star. Our Father is the tender grass. He is the glory. The lifter of our head. Our God is our fortress. He is the restorer of our joy. He is the mighty in battle. The King of glory. The rock of ages. Our rock and our fortress. Our wonderful counselor. The excellent one. The holy one. The rose of Sharon. The lily of valleys. Our God is altogether lovely. Pray. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. The Bible says, the Lord opened the book of remembrance concerning Mordecai. Esther chapter 6, read when you get to verses 1 to 14. Father, concerning me and my family, open the book of remembrance. Go ahead, talk to God. I need my reward. I don't know how many years you've been a Christian. We ask ourselves, those who are not even Christians are doing better. I remember in law school, my script was missing. And the brother looked at me. How come it is your script that is always missing? And you call yourself a Christian. Wow. I went back home in bitterness of heart. I said, God, look at what this brother has said. You must do something. And it was true. My matriculation number was 96 ending with 113. There's another 95 ending with 113. And that 95 ending with 113 has already left the college. So each time they are now scrolling down the matriculation, they will record my mark as 95113 instead of 96113. So when we go there to check scores, it is 95. I am not 95. My number is 96. And they will say, immediately I see it, I know that is my score. But how do I convince the lecturer that you have done it? When I got to him that afternoon, he drove me like mad. I said, I want to buy ya. One is exam, I'm going to free my car. And the brother looked at me and said, ah, and you call yourself a Christian. You see what that man has just said against you. In that bitterness of heart, I went to God. Said, God, you must do something. God showed a sign the second day. The lecturer apologized to me. What is that thing that God has promised you? And it's taking time. It must come to pass. Your reward is now. Your reward is now. Coming to the presence of God is serving him. Some people are at home watching TV. They're watching football. Some are sleeping. Some of us went on night duty yesterday. Some of us are still going to work today. Yet, we came. Father, open the book of remembrance concerning me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. The book of remembrance will not be open concerning you if you do not have your name in that book. The book of life. Mordecai's name was found in the book of records. That was why, by the time the king was opening the record, he saw his name there. If your name is not in the book of life, that is, if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you are just wasting our time. We are going to open your mouth once again this morning. I said, Lord, I confess you as my personal Lord and Savior. I accept you into my life. I want you to be the king of my life. Put my name in the book of life so that when you open it, you see my name there. Perhaps there is someone here this morning. You have not given your life to Christ. This is another opportunity. Another opportunity has come to you this morning. Are you ready? Are you ready to rededicate your life? Are you ready to ask him to come? Don't waste time. Tomorrow might be too late. So that you can enjoy those rewards here on earth. Joseph enjoyed those rewards for 80 years of his life. I'm sure all those 30 years of suffering he will have forgotten. He ascended the throne at the age of 30 and died at the age of 110. 80 solid years. Your time of rewards will be far, far more than your time of suffering in the mighty name of Jesus. Everlasting Father, we thank you this morning. Because our reward has indeed come. Because now is the time for our reward to be given unto us. Now is the time for us to comprehend our reward. Now is the time to behold our reward. Father, now is the time to raise our prayer altar far higher than our bed. And we pray that this unmerited favor is given unto us this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord Almighty, everyone that is looking unto you here for one thing or the other, fruit of the womb, normalization of their papers, one beautiful things, life partners, and so on and so forth. Today is the day of reward and answered prayers in the mighty name of Jesus. Are you looking unto God for grandchildren? Today it is written unto you that you will see them and you will behold them and you will nurture them in the mighty name of Jesus. Is your wife pregnant and you are looking unto God for that bundle of joy to be delivered? Today, God sanctioned a safe delivery unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. The anointing of the Lord is upon you. That anointing will not be wasted. That anointing will not be ridiculed in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Say a better amen.
Praise the living Jesus. Brethren, let us quickly stretch forth our hands to the man of God and pray that God Almighty should replenish back onto his life every anointing that he has used this morning. That as the Lord has used him this morning, it will never become an old instrument in the hands of God. It will never be rejected. It will not fall. It will not falter. The Lord God Almighty will strengthen him the more and give him more revelation of his word. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, we thank you for your son. We thank you for your word of this morning. We pray that your word that we listen to this morning will not be in vain in our lives. We pray in your mercy. As your word says in the book of Psalm 144, verse 1, that blessed be the Lord, our strength, who taught our hands to battle and our fingers to fight. We pray in your mercy today that you will strengthen our wicked hands and we will defeat all our enemies. We will never be defeated by the power of darkness again. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we pray.